We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
All right, as we await the big winter blast, we've got Lou Ann Anderson joining us now. She's the host of the podcast Political Pursuits, and a couple of issues that we wanted to talk to Lou Ann about. And why don't we start with this whole situation that the Texas Attorney General can no longer unilaterally prosecute election cases? That's a ruling from the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Lou Ann, good morning, and what do you make of this ruling?
It is mind-boggling, to say the least. This Criminal Court of Appeals has basically come in and said that the Attorney General cannot pursue election fraud cases anymore. They're arguing that because the district attorneys and county attorneys are set up under the judicial department as per our Constitution, and the Attorney General is under the executive department, that he cannot prosecute crimes because that's an encroachment upon the judicial function.
Yeah, and you would think that the district attorney in each of these big metropolitan counties, typically supported by George Soros's money, are certainly not going to refer any of these voter fraud cases, assuming the Democrats are winning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the fact that we have all of these district attorneys, as you said, supported by George Soros, that's contrived act number one that's happened within our political process. But then contrived act number two appears to be that this particular ruling was handed down on December 15th, 2 days after the deadline for filing to run for office in the upcoming primary, meaning that the three of the judges who were part of this 8-1 ruling, three of the judges who voted to stop Paxton from being able to prosecute this, they are running for office, and two of them don't have opponents. One of them does have an opponent. But this was done 2 days after, so that in case people watching this said, oh, my gosh, look at what these people have done, you know, this is so wrong, and were inclined to run against them, that door was slammed shut.
Yeah. Why in the world would a 9 Republican court issue a ruling like that, this that is clearly so at odds with what the state needs?
Well, let's face it. Democrats have a hard time getting elected in Texas. It's been that way for the last, 20, 25 years. With that, we have some people who genuinely join the Republican Party and do more share our values. But we also have others who use the tag of Republican as, you know, something more of an advertising slogan in order to be able to get elected. And it would appear that we probably have not done our homework as a electorate in watching who's getting elected to these courts, and that we may be finding that a lot of them, despite having the Republican label by them, are not as conservative in their views as traditional Republicans would like.
Now, Lou Ann, you are talking some logic. That makes sense to me, is some expansion, so to speak, in the Republican candidates or the people who are running in the Republican Party and the voters. We all know that down ballot races don't get enough attention, and particularly when it comes to courts. But the interesting thing to me is that this highest criminal court in Texas they overturned a lower court ruling that said specifically, and I'm quoting, says clearly and unambiguously, the code gives the attorney general power to prosecute criminal laws prescribed by election laws, whether those laws are inside or outside of the code. Getting into the real weeds of and reading the analysis of this decision is going to be something I'm planning on doing later today, because they clearly have gone against the lower court.
Well, and what I also find interesting is that if you apply this to election fraud in specifically, that shouldn't be able to prosecute, then what supposedly can the attorney general prosecute? It would seem that if you're going to say, you know, he has no jurisdiction to come in and prosecute this type of criminal case, then could you not make that same argument for anything else?
Well, and Luann, let me ask it another way. If a court, even a high court like this one, has the ability to decide what an attorney general can do for his duties, why do we need a legislature?
Exactly. And something else, when I was just doing some research about this case is came out of Jefferson County, which is Beaumont.
Yeah, Sheriff involved, Zena Stevens, I believe.
Correct. But the way, what I found interesting was that this came out of an investigation back in 2016, 2017, that was started by the Texas Rangers investigating alleged campaign finance violations. Mm-hmm. But then when the results of the investigation were presented to the Jefferson County DA, he advised the Rangers to contact the attorney general. So that's how the attorney general got into this case to begin with, is that it was referred to him by a DA who now they're saying, oh, no, you're encroaching on this guy's territory.
Well, but if we have a voter fraud case in Travis County, and the Democrats are solidly ensconced in Travis County, the Republicans rarely ever win much of anything here, and that goes to our DA, a guy named Jose Garza, who was financed in part by George Soros. He's not going to prosecute that case.
Frustrating as this is, it also is incredibly clever.
You know what's going to happen here, Lynn? To the laws of physics, for every action, there's a reaction. There's going to be legislation filed during the next legislative session. I wouldn't be surprised if Governor Abbott even picks it up as a campaign issue or a major initiative during the next legislative session. Going against decades and more of precedent in history like this, we just got to get into the details of what the decision argued and why they came to this conclusion. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, and Luann, react to this. Harris County Attorney Christian Menifee cheered the ruling. She said that this is a big win for local government and for Texans who are tired of state officials exaggerating voter fraud claims to undermine elections. That's what she tweeted. Now, if you ask me, this is exactly why Biden's in office right now, is loosening of all these rules due to the pandemic, using that as an excuse. And my guess is, Luann, that the Democrats want to make these things permanent.
Oh, without a doubt. And let's remember, Harris County was ground zero for election issues during this last time, because they are the ones that Attorney General Paxton went after because of all the drive-through voting that they were trying to do. So this is just a green light for these guys to move forward, cheat at your pleasure, and don't worry, nobody's going to come after you.
All right, there's another subject we wanted to bring up. We just got word from WFAA-TV in Dallas that 8 North Texas school superintendents have announced they're leaving, and 3 just announced that a couple of days ago. One of those is Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Hinojosa, and the other is a guy we've referred to many times as probably the worst school superintendent in America, and that would be Kent Scribner of Fort Worth, who is far left-wing. What do you make of this? Are we going to see more superintendent resignations or retirements?
Well, out of these 8, Most of them do appear to be at somewhat of the traditional retirement age. So I'm sure some of them are just the normal attrition that happens within you know, this industry as in any other industry. But I do also find it kind of akin to what we see going on in Congress right now with a lot of the Democrats in anticipating the red wave that likely is coming for 2022, that they're heading for the hills as well. And when you think about what has been going on during these COVID years between the fights over mask mandates, over the difference remote learning versus the other, those types of issues, that maybe they're just tired of it. And then also the fact that we're having this war on parents that's been so ratcheted up now, thanks to the Biden Department of Justice, that maybe some of them have just decided that they don't want to stay and go through that fight.
You know, Luann, you may be on to something. I get the Federal Reserve of Dallas's quarterly newsletter, and just yesterday in my mailbox, they had a breakdown and a graphic that showed the percentage of minorities and even white kids that are failing the STAR test are up significantly in this quote-unquote, as Lynn Woolley likes to call it, remote learning is an oxymoron. I think there's really something to it. The remote learning, not being, you're in education despite some, attributes that are given to these guys and gals sometimes. You're in education to improve children's lives, to give them a chance for the future. And if COVID-related or whatever the reason, that's not happening, I can see where it would be frustrated. And then you throw on top of it the fact that they've probably let some of this critical race theory, is the phrase I'm looking for, overcome them without their knowledge to see how bad it's gotten in the classroom and how egregious it is that their teachers are selling out America in the classroom. And then you have parents on top of that. Being a superintendent seems like an illustrious job, but when you get up there, it's a bunch of human relations, personnel problems, and parents constantly with a hot poke in the eye, no?
Indeed, it is. And what to your point with that, what really concerns me the more I think on this is that these people, maybe some of them have bought into the critical race theory, the True. Diversity, equity, inclusion, or whatever, but who's coming up behind them? We could be having coming up behind them a whole new crop of administrators who have had even more indoctrination into this thought process, and what is that going to do for our schools? It concerns me deeply.
Well, to be continued, and we will keep watching this. Political Pursuits is the podcast. Luann Anderson, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.